Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/steelwars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it. Undoubtedly, the most anticipated event of Star Wars Celebration is Friday's Episode 9 panel with J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy. As part of our Star Wars Celebration pre-game show, Molly and Alex Damon from Star Wars Explained join me to make predictions of what will go down on that panel, who will be there, and what will we see. Plus, we also go through some special picks of some smaller panels that you might want to check out and also sizzle Molly's entry into the Star Wars Trivia Schmodown. This is Steel Wars Episode 202 Part 2, Star Wars Celebration Pre-Show Friday. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And each week we talk to someone of interest about it. And on this week's multi-part episode, we are talking all about what is going to go down or may go down at Star Wars Celebration. And we are joined by Molly and Alex Damon from Star Wars Explained. Welcome back, you guys.
Hey again.
Hello.
We should have paid tribute to one of the greatest Star Wars podcasts of all time, Star Wars Minute, and said at the end of last episode, will you come back tomorrow to do the next episode? And then we sort of joke about how it's weird that we're going to come back each day. but we didn't get with that. So we are running through Star Wars Celebration. Yesterday, or on the episode before this, we did Preview Day and the collectibles and a bit of an overview. Friday is, for many people, the pinnacle of Star Wars excitement with the Episode 9 panel, the untitled Star Wars sequel. Remember the last time we had an untitled Han Solo film?
Right.
Wasn't that title reveal exciting?
Is this one going to be just Episode 9, A Star Wars Story?
Oh my God. I've joked if this has got the word episode in it, that would just be perfect. That would be Lucasfilm ring theory. But I have very high hopes for the title. I think it's going to invigorate the imagination. I've got very high hopes. JJ will not let me down. And they've got the lottery system for the first time this year. No overnight line, which I think for everyone's health is far better. But as far as the camaraderie and the, hey, look, me and 3,000 other people have really messed up values. Like, how cool is this? Like, I think there's a special something in sitting in a room overnight with 3,000-4,000 people that are as nuts as you about a silly space film. Did you guys do? Are you guys have got a tragic story from last?
Yep. We waited in line overnight for the 40th anniversary panel. Our plan that weekend was to do all the overnight lines, but we waited in line for that one. And then we didn't get in. Like, some people
the thing was just mismanaged. People cut in front of us, but we didn't see where. I don't know. I don't really know what happened.
It was like once there was a cutoff time, and then they were like, everybody in this room is getting into the panel. And we all cheered, and then we all laid on the concrete floor to try to fall asleep.
For 12 hours.
Yeah. and we get up at whatever time it was when the line started moving, and they started bringing people in from outside, like all the,
I think they just let people in
and like VIP members and like people with special wristbands started going in, and the line got cut.
Well, no, I don't think it was that so much as people literally did cut.
Oh, well,
I remember like, we had to shoo some people away. So, we didn't, but some bold other people did.
Yeah. So we the line got cut about 10 people ahead of us.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It was real close. Wow. And there were like hundreds of people behind us. So yeah. It was a rough thing. Yeah. And we were just like, nope, going back to the hotel room, going to take a nap.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So they didn't even give you like one of the other rooms, or you were just like over it at that point?
We were over it. we were also told that you couldn't bring like chairs or like anything to sit on. And then we get there and there are people with like inflatable couches and mattresses and like tents and stuff. And we had nothing.
That that is what makes it tough. Like the San Diego one, the line is like, my camp out for that line for The Force Awakens was one of the like the best 24 hours of my life. And me and Dom Jones from Star Wars Underworld, we met like that day. We went to a shop and bought banana lounges, and we're like by the San Diego Bay. It's like a beautiful summer's day. We had some beers, and it was nerd carbo. It was amazing. But not having a banana lounge is death. And that's like one of those fold-out sort of $10 beach seats sort of thing. The VIP thing with the wristbands, they weren't the ones that took your seats, because they've got like a blocked-off area. That's all accounted for. But yeah, I did hear of people that it, you know, didn't camp out, that squeezed in. And that's the thing with the lines. If you're going to do it, you have to regulate it so... This is what I'm wondering. How did you not be bitter about that for the rest of the weekend?
It's impossible to be angry there. Like, we were mad when we went back to our hotel room, and we were like worried we weren't going to recover from it. We took a nap. We watched the panel. We were kind of upset that we weren't in the room watching John Williams perform. But once we got back to the convention center, it was fine. Like, yeah. We had fun.
There was one twist of the knife when we found out the next night Ryan Johnson showed up and like gave everyone pizza.
No, that was JJ, but he did show up.
Yeah. So, and like talked to everyone in line, and we were like, my God,
we just chose the wrong night.
He signed everyone's anything.
Yeah. And we were like, oh, we picked we did everything wrong.
Like, you know, you guys are familiar with YouTube. You know what's going on there. For people to, whether they like his story or not, but to claim that Ryan Johnson doesn't love Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
And doesn't, like, see himself as a Star Wars fan. He was there for, it must have been 3.5 hours.
Yeah. He's too good for us. We don't deserve him.
Agreed.
I kind of feel like we deserve him.
Well, yeah, we do.
Like, got him to sign the sticker, you know? Feel like I deserved it. All right, so Star Wars Episode IX panel, have to get a title. And we're going to have to get a teaser trailer. Is that in any dispute?
I agree.
I'd be shocked if they didn't have a teaser trailer or some significant footage of some kind.
I
can't even comprehend it. It's akin to going to the movies and there's no movie.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, as far as like merchandise and stuff like that goes, and like posters that they're going to eventually sell, like, how is that title not going to get leaked if there's a poster in a box somewhere? Someone's going to find it and leak the title, I feel like.
You mean like if they give out a poster at the end of the panel, which has become tradition?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or like if they have merch ready to sell after the panel on Friday with like the title and stuff on it.
If they do, it's and like if you are willing to dedicate a few people to it, which they would be, it'd be quite easy to like go to a print shop and, you know, have it on lockdown for 3 days while you print these posters and have, you know, skeleton crew that have all signed contracts, then like it is possible when you're doing these, you know, smaller things that can be done in America. Like, you know, once you start making toys in China and stuff, it's on for young and old. But I could coordinate this, you guys. I know how to do it.
I mean, I hope nothing like that happens, but I had that thought and I was just like, oh.
Such a pessimist.
Well, I know that after that episode 9 panel, the rest of the weekend and like the whole vibe of the rest of the convention is going to be insane. People are going to lose their minds.
I just love, the hornet's nest of it. So who do you most hope, who are you hoping to see on the panel?
Besides JJ and KK.
KK.
JJ and KK. Okay.
I mean, I want Daisy Ridley and Adam Driver.
I think from our last conversation, you're probably right. Adam Driver won't be there. I would love it if he were. John Boyega is always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Has Oscar Isaac done one yet? He wasn't there for Last Jedi, I don't think.
No, he did.
Did he do The Force Awakens?
No. Wait. Did he? Force Awakens?
I'd like to see him. I think Kerry Russell would be good. Again, she's doing the Broadway show too. But like some of the new characters, I'd really like to see them kind of talk about their experiences.
I think Billy Dee Williams is definitely going to get a standing ovation. Everyone's going to be clamoring for what he has to say.
Oh my God. I am prone to getting emotional at these events, you guys, and I enjoy that. But yeah, when Billy Dee comes out for episode 9, it's going to be epic. I hope Hamill makes a surprise appearance. I don't think he will, but that would be sick. And Adam Driver, I don't want to get a bit true fan on this, but he owes us a celebration appearance. he skipped two of them. Come on, buddy.
I agree.
Oh, what?
The Raylo fans would just go absolutely nuts. That might be why he doesn't want to come.
Well, that's part of the reason why I'd love him to come would be whoever's moderating the panel. They would be remiss not to ask a Raylo question. Like, I don't even know what his response would be, or if he'd just blow it off because he'd be too nervous about spoiling something in the film. But to hear someone say Raylo to Adam Driver and see the reaction on his face, because I would imagine he has to know about it. And I imagine it would make him smile, and the joy that would then bounce back on the audience. Yeah. Like that would just make so many people so happy. So I if he's there and the moderator doesn't bring it up, you blew it, buddy.
Missed opportunity.
I would dread that it's Bresnikan and he doesn't bring it up, and then I've just got to call him out.
You can just text him, right? Like in the middle of it. Be like, do it, do it, do it.
Do it.
Ah, So you guys have obviously put in the lottery for that one. Is that your? For me, that's my number one panel. If I could go to one thing, that is it. Where does it rate for you guys?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, we put in for all of the panels, all the lotteries, but after 2017, we've agreed. Just like, if we don't get into any panel, it's okay.
Yeah, we're going into the celebration just assuming we don't get into anything, so that if we do get into anything, it'll be just fantastic.
Yeah.
That is a good strategy to have. Because, like, I know, like, I was interested to know how, you know, you guys, you know, bounce back pretty ably. But I am worried that people that just don't win in the lottery, you know, might be more bummed than you guys were and they didn't sleep out, sort of thing. Like, I hope you serve as a beacon for people to just, like, move on and get on with their celebration if they don't get in. It'd be so odd if, like, you know, someone was bummed at their friend in another group got in and like that. That would sour the vibe.
Yeah, and like we said, we did get the opportunity to go watch it at a different stage, like with the people that were in line that didn't get in, but we didn't because we were so tired. But like, I think that would be not the same like emotion, but similar.
I think that would be fine.
It would be great to still be there with a big group of people.
I think everyone's still going to be hooting and hollering. So
yeah, I think it would be good, and I'd rather do that than just, you know, watch it in my hotel or whatever. But the difference in the electricity would, you know, I just don't think you can kid yourself, like, in that room with the actors and stuff, like, it's heaven on earth. It's utopia. And in the next door room, that's pretty good as well.
Yeah. Sounds nice. Must be nice.
So yes, is that, but like, what's your, if you could get a fast pass into any panel?
It would be 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we wrap up this day, I'll just whip through a few things. Sky Talkers podcast, one of my favorite podcasts. They're on at 12 o'clock on the podcast stage. And that one should be pretty damn fun because it will be the first podcast and especially the first live podcast to discuss what we found out in episode 9. So I don't know how they're going to make, they're going to prep for that podcast before they get going.
I don't think they need to.
They're just going to be
Charlotte and Caitlin. They can gushing. Just gush. Yeah. Man, what if the trailer has Rey and Kylo like about to kiss?
Oh, no.
They would just explode. I don't know if they could even talk.
Oh, no.
or the flip side, there was an edit that made it look like that Rey like gave Kylo the Han Solo saber treatment.
Either extreme is going to be... they'll have plenty to talk about.
They did give us that like reverse edit of Rey holding up the lightsaber to Luke in the trailer for Last Jedi, so they could do something weird like that.
Other cool little things to check out, and if you guys have got any for any days, just jump in when it's appropriate. But this one could be interesting. 40 years of Star Wars holiday special collecting on the collector's stage. So you got any lumpy Funko Pops back there, Molly, or what?
I don't think they got to that line yet. See, that's what they should do for Celebration. Yeah. Those should be the like exclusives. Something really weird.
Yeah, the ones that I clamor for are like some that, you know, are obscure and would not normally be sold as a Funko Pop.
Yeah, I didn't even realize the 40th anniversary. Is it the 40th anniversary of, I guess it would
79.
Be. 79. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How they didn't do some retro Kenner figures of those, because they had mocked them up. I don't know if it's in one of Steve Sansweet's books, but they did those, the Wookiee family. Like, that would be an amazing exclusive.
Yeah. I need that to be the ornament. Just, like, the Wookiee family holding those globes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the robes. I want that ornament.
That's a great idea for a Christmas tree ornament.
Yes. Star Wars Hasbro is at 3 p.m. I like that one because I like hearing the happy oohs and ahs of all the grown men in the audience when they reveal a new little toy. And I share the excitement. But I just, Jackie at Comic-Con, we always go to that one, and she they're all so excited. That just made them all so happy.
Yeah.
Like a CAD of the new IG-88 that's coming out next year, and we're all joyous. The music of Star Wars, The Phantom Menace with David Collins, that would be a pretty great one.
I really want to see that one. I love his podcast, The Soundtrack Show. It's amazing.
And that's on head-to-head with one of your mates, Star Wars author Spotlight Timothy Zahn.
So that's one of my mates, yeah. Best friends.
Star Wars Celebration is just around the corner, and to celebrate, Steel Wars has 3 new themed T-shirts. The Jump Mall T-shirt is a special double tribute to Chicago's best-known athlete and Episode 1's best-known Sith apprentice. Just do it. All the new prints are available in limited numbers in long sleeve and hooded versions. Perfect for that crispy Chicago weather. And if you are going to Chicago, save on shipping and use coupon code MEETUP to get rid of the shipping price, and we can just meet up at the convention and I'll give you the t-shirts there. And whether you're going or not, if you pre-book before April 8th, you will get 10% off your order. The link to the new prints is in this episode's show notes, so even if you just want to check out what new prints are coming out, click that link and let's get on with the show. I like this one. Not that I will attend. I will definitely not attend this one, you guys. If there's any one of these panels I will not be at, it is definitely this one. And that is 4 p.m. in the speed dating room. And it's Star Wars speed dating. So I hope you guys steer clear. Or you guys could be really romantic and take yourself on a speed date.
I've done... it wasn't Star Wars speed dating, but I've done like nerdy speed dating at Dragon Con before just for fun. And it was real awkward. Just as you might expect.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're signing up for, really. This one I definitely want to go to. The archive turns 25, the history of the Star Wars Collectors Archive, which is Gus Lopez's incredible Star Wars collectors site. I think you'll see some great items and hear some great stories. And I have to give a massive shout out. They've got a podcast, the Chivecast, that's what it's called. And they just had an episode with Gus Lopez on it. And it was one of the most thickest, most entertaining knowledge pieces about vintage collecting. And there was this scene in Return of the Jedi that they talked about, I've never even heard of, where like Ree Yeez gets in a fight with Yak Face or something and Salacious Crumbs on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard of that scene. And they bump into C-3PO and then he turns around and that's when he bumps into R2-D2. like in Return of the Jedi.
I don't recall any of this. I remember, I think Reeves and Yak Face kind of freaking out when the lights go out.
Yeah, but this is a scene they didn't put in.
Huh.
Oh, and there's another speed dating to finish the night off. 7:30 to 9 p.m. That's when you've got to make your speed date count.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Go back to seal the deal.
And that's Friday. How come the... Oh, no. Is your trivia thing Saturday?
No, it's Friday.
My trivia schmodown, the five-way, is Friday.
They didn't call it the schmodown in the schedule. It's called, like, Battle of the Trivia Masters.
Ah, yeah. Oh, okay. That's at 2:15. Sorry. I did see that, and I just didn't click that that was the schmodown. Where is this? So... Explain what's going on, Molly.
So they're doing a five-way match, and similar to the one that you did with Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever wins that match will then go on to play Alex for the belt Saturday night, which is an actual Schmodown event at a like its own location. It's not part of the... celebration.
And so it's Joseph Scrimshaw mm-hmm. from Force Center, Andy Blanchard from Rooster Teeth, Laura Kelly from the Force Toast podcast, Andrew Dimalante from Videos by Andrew, and Molly Damon from Star Wars Explained. Now, how do you feel about... Do you know what I mean? Because you have trained Alex. Do you know what I mean? I always thought it was like a bit of a Miyagi, Daniel LaRusso type arrangement where you were passing down the knowledge. But, like, are you thrilled to, like, do you compete at Dragon Con? Like, is this your first, like, trivia competition?
I've never made it onto the Dragon Con trivia panel because it's way harder than the Schmodown trivia.
Oh.
I don't mean to talk smack, but...
Well, it covers everything.
It covers all canon. So books, comic books, Clone Wars, like... And you have to take a written test to even be on the panel, and there's only 10 people there. So I don't know if I would ever get on that one.
I don't want to do anything in Star Wars that involves a written test.
It's become one of our favorite parts of... that convention, just because it, like, I don't know, the guy who runs it is amazing, and he might know more about Star Wars than Alex.
How dare you.
I would like to see him play you in the Schmodown.
I would too.
Yeah, no written. I like just, you know, a little bit about Star Wars and might make a funny comment when you get a question wrong. I like those qualifications that got me into the Schmodown. That's, I still think back. Klee Glas. How do I forget one of my favorite Star Wars characters, you guys? But I like Scrimshaw, love the dude, very knowledgeable about Star Wars. But Molly, are you feeling pressure? Well, if you're not, I'm about to put it on you. So I'm a horrible friend. But not only do you have the pressure of going in this Star Wars trivia tournament in front of, you know, hundreds of people, but also in your hands is setting up what sick, deranged people like me want to see, and that is husband and wife fracturing their loving relationship through Star Wars trivia in front of 800 fans in a theater. That's what I want to see.
I would say Joseph is probably my biggest threat, but everybody wants to see the two of us go up against each other, which is like, I don't know if that would be a good show or not. I mean, we help each other study, so we know what each other knows.
Like, I love going to watch them. And, but if, like, we've got our live event at the same time, so I can't go. But if it was Alex versus anyone else, I'd be just like, just don't tell me, I'll watch it when it's on YouTube. But if it's you and Alex, like, I will be getting people to text me the scores. I see these sports fans do where they get scores. They've got a desire for live scores. This will be me on that Saturday night if you're in it. I am frothing at the chance. So no pressure, but you're going to ruin the weekend if you don't get into the final.
Well, I'm like, I feel more pressure just that people assume that I know as much as Alex does, which is not the case, but I have been studying, and through the years of helping him study, I've memorized quite a bit. And so I'm feeling fairly confident. But yeah, my first Schmodown being live and at Celebration in front of all these people.
I think I'll be able to go to that one. So, this is the problem though, because I didn't grow up following sports. I watch Friday Night Lights. I've just started watching that, and I'm not used to putting my emotion into a sports team, so I can't regulate it very well. And I know people that do it every week can't regulate it well. Some do, but so for me to like, because I always find sports weird because you're putting your happiness in the hands of like a group of sports people or a sports person. So I feel like if I go to this, I'm, again, no pressure. And by that, I mean lots of pressure. I am putting my happiness in your hands, Molly. So it's up to you. I'm not a big adult like you guys, where if something goes wrong for me at Star Wars Celebration, I can just get over it. So you will destroy my weekend. I can't overstate this enough. No pressure.
She's very well prepared. I've been very impressed during her own training.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah. I may have some tricks up my sleeve. We'll just have to see.
And by that, she means like that little gizmo that Lando has to pull out cards in Solo. She has one of that, and it's just full of answers.
Oh, you mean that green Cylob?
Yeah.
That deserved a high five.
Who was the Jawa that negotiated with Owen Lars?
You know this. I'm just kidding. She's giving me this blankest stare. Nobody knows that. That's not a thing.
He doesn't have a name.
I was going to say, I you could have said anything. I have no idea what the answer is, but I thought it would be a great question. So imagine if he does have a name. And that ends up the tie-breaking question, and this podcast is going to be really ironic.
Yeah.
I guarantee you're both going to Google it after this. It's
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to double check.
Is he in that From a Certain Point of View book? I bet he's got a name somewhere.
Well, there was Jot. He was named, but that's not he left before they got to Owen.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't believe you're referencing Jawa names. I'm way out of my league. All right. I cannot wait.
I am also on a panel immediately before Molly Schmodown. I'm doing a panel called All Wings Report In, The Military of Star Wars. And I'm doing it with people who are likewise way out of my league. Like, I don't have the military tactics, strategy kind of knowledge, but I'm doing that with Major Thomas Harper, who's a friend from Dragon Con. He's moderating. Jason Fry is going to be on the panel.
Oh, wow.
Daniel from Space Doc, who is another great YouTube channel, and he talks about like space battle tactics. Mark from the Templin Institute, they are another wonderful YouTube channel, friends of ours, and they talk like about factions and stuff. And John Lang, who is another, he's part of the Department of Defense. So I'm going to be there like, I know how X-Wings work, and they're going to be talking about actual tactics, but it should be fun.
Excellent. Hey, I got to ask you this. The X-Wings on Resistance, when they open up their S-foils, how do you feel about how they open a little bit wider than a film X-Wing?
I mean, I guess that's the T-85, right? So maybe... But then the T-70s also look like they opened up wider. I think it's just an animation thing. But I agree that I thought the first time I saw it, it looked a little bit too wide.
It gives me arthritis.
How does that work?
I can't explain it. I've got a deep connection with Star Wars, you guys. All right, that is Friday. Let the good people of the internet where they can track down some explanations about Star Wars.
On YouTube, our YouTube channel is called Star Wars Explained, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, mostly at Star Wars Explain.
And my Twitter is just at Molly Damon.
So there you go.
You can also find us on Patreon.
Excellent. And your Patreon's really cool. You get the little the listener Q&A. I've never asked a question. I've got to start asking questions.
Yeah, we answer all of our patrons' questions.
I don't know if I'll answer Steele's.
Oh, yeah. He's asking about names of Jawas.
Uh-huh. Get out of here, Steele.
Yes. I'll be like, at what point did you really start resenting Molly's victory on Saturday night? That'll be my question just every week.
No, see, like, as it is right now, Molly's made the joke that she owns 50% of the belt legally. Mm-hmm. So if I lose it to her, I'm still going to own just as much of the belt.
Yeah,
okay. But it'll look better on me.
Well, that everything does.
That is some heavy loser sounding talk. Already trying to pad the loss. I cannot wait. Thanks so much, you guys. Saturday coming up in your feed. And may that force be with you. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that Star Wars Celebration Friday preview with Molly and Alex. And yes, tomorrow there will be another episode up breaking down Saturday. So exciting. Hey, if you're enjoying these pre-shows, please do us a favor and pod it forward. Listener word of mouth is the best way for independent podcasts like Steel Wars to get new listeners. So if you are on Twitter, Facebook, or anywhere, spread the word, give us a share, drop us a retweet. It is so, so appreciated, and it actually works. You probably found out about this podcast because you saw someone talking about it also. So thanks so much, and pod it forward. And if you want to support the podcast in a small financial manner, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon. For just $3 a month, you get access to over 500 previous shows, all our interviews in full, interruption free, all our bonus shows, Q&As, live movie commentaries, live festival shows, all there on an RSS feed that goes directly into your podcast app of choice and downloads just like a normal podcast does, but it is on your own private dedicated feed, giving you access to so much fun content and so many great Star Wars stories. That is patreon.com/Steel Wars. And yeah, $3, which is a coffee, a mid-priced coffee for a month of content. And all the cash goes to keeping the production going of the Steel Wars podcast. And we can't do it without our very valued patrons. So thank you so much, patrons. We appreciate it. And by we, I mean me. But probably the other people that listen to this and aren't patrons probably appreciate that you guys are supporting the podcast as well. Or they secretly begrudge you because you're getting all the sweet bonus content. I don't know. I'm projecting too much. But in the last week, we have a new Star Wars Year by Year, an 80-minute episode with Horst Burkhardt from the Blue Harvest podcast and I talking Star Wars history. We're doing 1974, I think. Yes. And we go through the Star Wars Year by Year book, getting out factoids, and the conversation just runs away with us. It is the best fun. There's also two listener Q&As where listeners can get me to talk about whatever they want, normally Star Wars stuff, and also a couple of news shows, the From a Certain Point of View, namely mine, whenever there is something in the news and I want to chat about that and that alone, I pull out one of those episodes. So there is so much content. Then there's other shows like The Robo Report, Juklin Strikes Back, all that good stuff. So check it out at patreon.com/Steel Wars. thank you guys so much for your support. Can't wait for Star Wars Celebration. I will talk to you tomorrow as we break down Saturday with Molly and Alex. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.